Well, there's that old question, what do you get for the dad who has everything? And in the case of my dad, cigars and fudgesicles. But today we celebrate another father who truly does have everything, because we do celebrate Father's Day, but even more importantly, we celebrate the great feast of Corpus Christi, the feast of the body of Christ. And he gives us, like our biological father, the great gift of life. Not only by being the instrument through which our parents participate in giving us life, but God the Father gives us eternal life, life that does not end. And during this journey of life that we take, we need food, like any journey. And he gives us the greatest food of all, not fudgesicles, but his own body and blood, the body and blood of his only begotten Son, the greatest gift of all. In the Eucharist, we truly receive Christ's body and blood. It's not a symbol, but truly, while maintaining the form, the appearance, the taste, the smell of bread and wine, the substance, what it really is, becomes the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, this food for the journey of life. And so it's not just a symbol. And it's not just a symbol of love either. So when I give my dad those cigars and those fudgesicles, it's a symbol of my love and appreciation for everything that he's given to me in my natural life. But when God gives us the Eucharist, he's not just giving us a representation of his love for us. He's giving us love itself, love himself. Because we know from St. John that God is love. So there's no more loving gift in the history of the world than the Eucharist. And it's totally selfless. When I give my dad those cigars and fudgesicles, I know that I will also be participating in that gift to give something to me too. Because I enjoy those things as well. For God the Father, this gift is totally selfless. In fact, it's so selfless that in order to give it to us, he had to offer up his own Son, who willingly accepted his mission to suffer and die for us. So that gift is completely a self-emptying gift, a gift that adds nothing to God but is out of pure love for each and every one of us, because he would have gone through that sacrifice and given us his body and blood, even if we were the only person ever created. It's an individual love that is completely selfless and self-emptying. And we need to accept it gladly and let it form our whole lives, because the grace that is available from the Eucharist is God himself. So it's infinite. The only thing that limits the amount of grace that we receive from each time we receive communion is our own limitedness. We're a vessel that is finite, having the infinite grace of God poured into us. So we can receive more or less grace every time we receive communion based on how we receive. And if we let him, Christ, sent by the Father, we will form that vocation of fatherhood in our hearts. So we become better fathers by receiving the great gift of the Father, Jesus Christ. And the perfect model for this is Saint Joseph, who was a holy but rather ordinary man. But he accepted Christ into his home freely and wholeheartedly and gave himself over to that vocation completely. And by accepting Christ into his home, he became the model of all fathers and among our greatest saints. We can do the same. Not only by accepting the children that God gives us fully and giving ourselves over to our vocation, but by receiving Christ into our hearts, like St. Joseph, each and every week. And each time expanding our hearts so we can receive more and more grace. So for all of us, but especially fathers today, it's a time to think about how it is that we receive our Lord and how it is that that can form the way that we are fathers in the world, to be sure that we're free of serious sin when we receive our Lord, that we make frequent use of the sacrament of confession, to have prepared ourselves with prayer and thoughtfulness before we receive our Lord in the Eucharist, and to be attentive during Mass, during those moments leading up to communion, to listen to the readings, to hear what it is that the prayers are telling us, to let ourselves be led to the threshold of the cross where we receive that great gift. And when we receive our Lord and we prepare ourselves, we're actually not only receiving that love and that grace ourselves that helps us to do better at the things that we're called to do, but we also, on this Father's Day, are giving God the Father who truly not only has everything but is everything, the one thing that we can give Him that He doesn't always have, and that's our love. Now I'd ask all of the fathers to stand for the Father's Day blessing.